you're zenning out before the race.
I know.
Very relaxed.
Yeah, I love just watching everybody and all the
just
nervous
taking it
energy.
All in.
Yeah.
Have you done the arc before?
Never.
No.
I've never run 100 miles before.
8 minutes to the start of the Arc of Attrition.
So the Arc of Attrition is a 100 mile and a 50 mile coast path run. The 100 miler starts at 12 o'clock on the Friday, runs around the Arc of Cornwall, so around the point, cover act to Porthtowan, 36 hour cut off, and then at 8:30 on the Saturday morning we start a 50 miler off on the stage of the Minack Theatre.
Guys, edge forward towards the start line now. Edge forward towards that start line. Don't go beyond it. Right at the edge there.
Two DNFs, two finishes, and getting over flu and all that good stuff. Yeah.
So this is the deciding run?
The deciding run. There you go, yeah. I was hoping to come into it fit, but not a chance this time. So the first DNF was the Year of the Storm, and I was green to it, first 100. Got to Land's End. And it just missed the cut-off by a long way. So that was that. Second time got taken off in an ambulance at Land's End, thinking there was a heart attack going on. That was that time gone. Trained fully for the third time, finishing 31 hours. Trained even harder for the fourth time, and come in just under 29 hours. So I was pleased with that. And then
got that much more experience now.
And it's experience and the mental strength in this sort of race. I got a decent crew behind me. They know what to do.
Trying to give you a bit of tough love out there.
Oh yeah, they won't let me. I won't give up. If I get the only way I'll stop is I get pulled off. Yeah. There's no way otherwise. Relentless forward motion. Yeah. Understanding the cutoffs, understanding your pace. That's all.
Did you know you were going to get cut off the first time?
I didn't even know what 100 miles was like. You know, it was what it was.
Have you run before? Yeah.
Not this one, no.
No, you've done 100 before.
No.
First 100.
Yeah. I was told it's the best 100 to do for your first one. So.
Who told you that?
No, everybody's told me the exact opposite. I've never done what people tell me for some reason. Yeah.
6 minutes.
Tell me about the ambulance. That sounds.
So they thought I was having. I had. They put some stickers on me and tested me on a machine and said, "Oh, I think you're having a heart attack." So they called an ambulance. Ambulance came. They did the same. They said, "Yeah, I think we are." Straight up to Truro Hospital at Land's End. So that was over. As it was, it ended up being a really, really bad chest infection had started, and it was making my heart rate go all over the place and really like messed me up. I was worried about it. I got a bit emotional, and he's like, "Don't worry." I said, "I don't care about that." I said, "I don't want to get pulled off. I want to finish the race."
5 minutes. 5 minutes to the start of the Arc of Attrition.
That's like the big draw of doing these things as well. Is for a day and a half. That's all you have to do. Your main job is to just keep on putting one foot in front of the other. Just had a big life change moving out of Mozambique. I'm in the last year of my PhD. Like, I've got a lot of other stuff going on. So for the next day and a half, I won't be thinking of any of that.
It's good. Do you think it's a headerless thing as well? It's like just time for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else. You
know, oh yeah, absolutely. I'm just doing it for me. Yeah, totally.
This is the best race you will do this year. This is possibly the best race you will do in your life. Take in every second of it. Look around you while you've got the daylight. Look around at those beautiful views, especially in this weather.
I'm wondering how you've got such a big smile on your face. Is it mind over matter, or is it taking something?
I'm just happy to be here, to be honest. It's like a second chance round for me. So
have you run before?
Yeah. I have, yeah, and unfortunately I didn't quite make it. I got to Cape Cornwall last year and various reasons things had gone wrong. My feet were sore, I was tired, I'd had some negative energy from someone on my shoulder for a while, and so I shouldn't have jacked it there. I should have given myself the chance to get to Pendeen, but I thought I wasn't going to make it, so I cut myself off. So I'm not going to do that this year.
I've learned from that.
I'm back for another shot, and I feel much more confident this time round.
When it's hurting, you'll love it. Even when this is the most painful thing you've done, even when there's yet another headland before St Ives, and your legs can't possibly take you up another horrible, muddy climb, you will do it, you will get there, and you will absolutely love
it. Exactly, and I'm not familiar with this coastal path at all. That's basically the directions. Keep the big wet bit on the left.
James Elston is on the start line here. James has done this before. He keeps coming back. James, if you know James, is the RD of Centurion Running. Many of you will have run one of the iconic Centurion 100s. James is not only an RD, but a pretty special runner, although he says he's old these days and out of it. But James is back here. Why have you come back, James? What do you love about the South West Coast Path?
Best course outside of the mountains in the UK. Absolutely. Love it. All of it. Beautiful.
So there you go. That's a recommendation from somebody who knows about 100-mile courses.
So your first 100?
No.
Have you done the Arc before?
So I did it in 2020 and got as far as Zena.
As far as?
Zena.
Zena. Okay, which is what, mile?
73. 70. Yeah, right
there. And what stopped you there?
I was just done for. I just had nothing else in
all
me.
All over done for.
Yeah, so, I was just like, yeah. I couldn't take on food. I was hallucinating. I was just like, kippered.
Tell me about the hallucinations. What were you?
Armadillos.
Oh, you were what?
Armadillos.
Armadillos?
Yeah.
What, talking to you or walking past?
No, just along the coast path.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And did you know they were hallucinations or you thought
I
they
did
were...
after a little while. Yeah.
What are you most, is there anything you're scared of in the race?
I guess it's just being on my own for a long period of time.
Yeah. Well, you'll be with the armadillos,
sure,
so you'll be fine.
10, 9, 5, 4, 2, 1, away you go, away you go, Arca Patricia 2024, let's do this.
This is, we were trying to work this out, the first year of the Arc was 2015. That was before me. I wasn't a race director. My first was 2016.
Okay.
So apart from one cancelled COVID year,
okay,
it's been on every year.
Quite a high dropout rate. It's like 50% sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's one of the more brutal.
Yeah,
races
the highest was my first one, 2016. It was 78% DNF on the 100, and we didn't do a 50 miler then.
Okay.
So the 50 miler was a new race a couple of years after that.
And a lot of people here coming back 2-3 times to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, same faces, and also a lot of people. I am really blown away this year with how many people have taken on either the 50 or the 100 as their first 50 or 100.
Pretty brave.
Pretty brave, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is the Golden Hour Project, and these are the stories not of those who finish first, but of those who outlast and out-endure everyone else. There are plenty of interviews with those at the front of the race. Elite athlete wins race. Everything went well in their race. Nice. But where's the drama in that? No, these are the stories from the middle of the pack, and of those who finish in that last magical hour of the race. These are the stories from the golden hour.
Well done, come on then. Come on, my lovely, you've got this.
You've got to go straight through this gap here. Got to find the angels, the other angels will sort you out. You. And remember, what's going to happen tomorrow morning, the sun's going to come out,
yeah,
and we're going to feel like a new day. Your little circadian rhythms are going to go ding, ding, ding. That's and we're it. Going to love it.
That's it.
So you keep on moving.
Thank you very much.
Stay positive.
Thank you very much.
Well done, lads. Great. Have a good one.
An awesome job.
Thank you all.
Well done.
Good
which
work.
Way? Well done.
Yeah, you don't want to go back the way you came when you start getting nervous. It's what, 12 minutes left?
No, he needs
is that what it is? Is it 12 minutes?
I thought it was half past, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So yeah,
yeah.
Still a good few people.
I don't, we're looking at the ETAs on the. They're not going to make it at all, are they? So
it's going to be a few.
Oh, is there quite a few down? Oh,
that sounds good.
I think we reckon about 10.
There's really?
Nine, well, there's 9 out there now.
Nine are there, okay.
There's right. 9 more out there, but if the track is out by about 10 minutes,
yeah,
a couple of them might still make it.
Okay.
They're going to make the next section, are they? Well, they might be out there.
What time are we at?
Bit of food, they might rally.
So yeah.
This might be what minutes. They're waiting for.
Yeah.
Getting in here. Getting
I don't know, sitting down at the wall.
They've got 20 minutes then, if they, when they get in, come out.
What time does it? 7:30.
Check the point shots at 7:30 and that's it.
Oh, that's just ridiculous, that. Really from Land's End to here. It's just, it's not funny. How many curves can you have at this order? And how many stones? Does nobody pick them up? In Yorkshire, we have the Clevedon Way, and we pick them all up and move them. So we've got a clear trail.
Yeah.
But you just seem to leave them here.
Do you know what they do with the stones from the Clevedon Way?
What?
they bring them here and they scatter them on the path.
That's
for
what
you.
We do. Yeah. Yes. Well, you can't say we didn't give you anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'd be charging you.
Yeah, well, the bill comes after. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Okay.
Hi. You've got a big smile.
Oh, thank you.
How are you feeling?
Great, I made it to St Ives. Hey, that's the aim really for most people.
Well, you've got another aim after this, haven't you?
Oh yeah, to finish. Yeah.
But St Ives was the thing you were worried about.
Oh
was
yeah.
It?
Yeah, yeah, gosh, yes.
You got well ahead of cutoff.
Yeah, surprisingly I was a bit worried about cutoffs, but
and you're not limping or anything, you're making good
progress.
Kept
going and eating a lot and drinking a lot and
you're managing to keep food down.
Yeah, keeping food down. It was actually perfect. It's my first 100, so...
Your first 100?
Yeah, so, yeah, hopefully I will finish now.
And what? How did you find running at night?
I love running at night.
Yeah, okay.
Because it kind of helps your brain to rest, I think, a little bit. Yeah, so just sort of a single focus, so...
And you're running by yourself?
Yeah, I listen to audiobooks and podcasts and just get me in a zone.
No hallucinations? So,
no.
Okay. No, well, that's good time.
No.
Yeah. Oh, sadly.
No.
You're smiling too much.
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
I don't know. No, I'm enjoying it. I just got a real bad my legs hurt. But a bit excited that last stretch, and I thought I'd start pushing it a bit, and I was enjoying like the runnable sections.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have done that.
You're gonna suffer for it now. Yeah. A little bit more pain.
Yeah. Time in the bank.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm looking forward to a bit of food.
Can I get a bit warm? My next question. Do you want me to get you anything?
I'll have a few nosy. What's in there?
Yeah, good.
I've had a few meals of chips.
You don't need a medic or anything like that.
All good. Good, good. Oh my god, and now a clear night.
Yes.
Hopefully a nice full moon so that we can at least see what the ocean is.
That'll be good. Chilly, I think. So you're not going to come.
Thanks so much. God, have you been out here in the cold long?
How was that night section?
It was all right. I enjoy night running.
Okay.
Head torch, you can zone into it.
And were you like running by yourself or were you?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah.
So Penzance to Land's End was a slog, that's hard.
Yeah.
From Land's End, I got a second wind and suddenly found some pace again. With some caffeine and some painkillers and...
Last aid station.
Yeah.
Almost done.
Almost done.
Just up here. Yeah. These guys, they'll run you through. Well done.
And what's in other years, what's the closest anyone's come to?
We've had, I remember my first year of the 100, us being, so we used to start and finish, or finish, down at the Blue Bar down in Porthtown, and I can remember us shouting to a girl who was coming down the coast path, and she crossed the line, it was something like 3 seconds to spare. That's probably the closest. And I've been here with Andy and we've seen, it was a husband and wife team come up through the coast path and they were absolutely sprinting for their lives, but they timed out by something like 4 seconds and we had to time them out.
I saw at St Ives quite a few people miss cutoff there.
Yeah, because the thing with this race, because of the inaccessibility of certain parts of the coast path, we've got extra safety cutoffs because, and it isn't to be mean, you know, you might get to Pendy and watch. We don't want people on certain sections if they're travelling so slowly that they're not going to make the next cutoff, because the only way to get out of some of the parts of our coast path is by air, and we just try and avoid that if we can.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm all right. Quads are blown, but yeah.
Your quads are blown.
Yeah.
When did they go?
About 40 miles ago.
Yeah. All right, good luck.
Thank you, cheers. But yeah, weather's been grand, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's the first person who's noticed, actually. Most people have got nothing to say about the weather.
Oh, really?
In a world of pain, yeah.
You got to keep your mind off it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And were you running by yourself at night? How did you find the
It wasn't too
section?
Bad, to be fair, actually.
Yeah.
There's plenty of runners around at various points, but...
And you didn't go lost?
No.
Stayed on the course?
Yeah. Oh, amazing, isn't it? Makes me myself in a paper
runner,
bag normally.
Just you know what you're doing. That's all these other people come and get lost and...
There's more people there. Well done.
Fab, thank you.
And what are you going to have to eat now? Is your stomach all right?
Yeah, my stomach's fine.
Oh, wow. You're going to be delighted at this aid station in that case. You've got pizza and soup and
fab.
All sorts of stuff.
I'm absolutely starving.
Well, that's a really good sign because a lot of people come in and they're...
Queasy.
They don't want to eat.
It can go either way, I think, sometimes. Thank you. I mean, I've had low moments. But yeah, they seem like they pass us again. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, it's a bit of a rally. And if you've got your eye on the time now, what are you thinking?
Do you know what? If I said a time, someone would blow up, wouldn't
play it?
Play
back to you. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I don't have to come back to you and go, well, that was your fault.
And them in the enjoyment stakes.
No, it's a great day out, isn't it? And the weather's amazing and I'm getting there. I didn't think I'd get this far. So
basically, on the arch of my ankle, it's been catching my ankle bone, and I've done it
on the shoe.
Yeah, and since Land's End, so 25 miles.
Time.
Yeah, and I was going to give up, and then everyone's like, "No, just get it patched up." Yep. So he's done it now. So he's pulled my foot to one side, so my foot can't move.
Okay.
And then that will help. Yeah, I won't be able to move it as much, but then we're on road now, so we don't need to go with cobbles like we have been doing. So yeah, so we will get there apparently. Wow, it's the angel's fault. I didn't have anything to do with it.
You didn't have a choice.
Look at that.
Okay, you were crying and now we smile.
Look out outside the door and I'll start crying.
Yeah, well done.
Right, thanks, Scottish. Hey.
This looks very civilised with knife and fork for beans on toast.
Right. I'm trying to be civilised.
How are you feeling? Are you alright?
I'm feeling drained and tired. I couldn't really take much food, so I struggled. I was weak.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm not giving up until they tell me I've run out of time. You know, I can't. It means so much to me, this race. It's my first 100 miler.
First 100. Wow.
And it's the arc, you know, so it's important. Very important.
And is the food going down all right? You've eaten a little
I am
bit.
Trying to chew it, make sure that it goes nicely. Yes, I've got coffee because I haven't had coffee since 3 a.m. this morning, so it's nice to have a coffee.
Feeling a bit more awake once the food gets inside.
That's what I'm hoping. I will get this little energy because I've been hiking since Land's End. I couldn't because I had nothing in me, a little bit of plain rice.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I was like begging for it to stay in me because all those climbs were making me so
feeling really nauseous.
Awesome. Tough going. I had a little cry, had a little self-talk saying, come on, you can't give up. Just try to push Tools and Knives, and if you're going to, you know, reach the time limit, obviously, then there is no way back. But I never DNF'd in my life yet.
So that will be today, is it?
I hope so.
You've got to stop calling that a 50-mile race. It's not.
Yeah.
It's like mentally way closer to 100.
Yeah.
Because it gets dark.
Yeah.
Undulating terrain.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You can do a regular 50 in the summer in the light, can't you?
It's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different thing.
I like the South Downs Way 50 took me about 3.5 hours less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just, that's a crazy multiplier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing race, though. Yeah. You guys have got something really special.
But it's
just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like so many, and they're running through the 100 and like trying to G them up and support them.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot must not make the cutoffs though. That's
yeah,
the thing. When you're running
really
through them, I didn't really realise how many of the people I was running past had no real chance of making the cutoff.
Yeah.
Because they're grinding it out at like 25 minute miles and you're like, oh no.
So yeah.
And there's what, 5 minutes left for people to, it's the heart of the gold now, the people finishing right.
Bought a new Garmin that keeps going off, so 12 minutes.
12 minutes
to
left.
To midnight.
What, sort of 5 or 10 people out
yeah,
on the field.
Yeah, and we had a bit of not an incident, but we had some runners who helped and runner on this, who I think had fallen and dislocated a shoulder. So I think we've got a few runners who may possibly have a time credit, so it could be a little bit later. But Andy, who does all our logistics and everything, he will come out with an exact timings for that, so we know who we can allow to go after the time.
How are you getting on? They're just going to do some finisher photos here.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I need to see a medic, if possible. Is there a queue for medic?
No, I think they're through here. Have you done the app before?
I did it once before, 2 years ago. And then I had this theory that 100 miles isn't really my distance. It's just a bit too far. So I wanted to come back and prove that. And
you proved it?
Yeah, it's too far. But
wouldn't you have proved that if you hadn't finished?
I guess so, yeah, but I don't think I can be talked round.
Hasn't the act of finishing disproved your theory?
No, not at all.
Let's get you a photo. Well done. How was it?
Yeah, educational.
Educational.
I learned a lot.
What's lesson number one?
If you want to do something, you can do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a good lesson for life, that.
Yeah, just give it a go. Just do it. I was really doubtful whether I could do it. Yeah.
Love that.
awful, but good. No, it was the hardest thing I've ever done, but because of that, I learned a hell of a lot, and I had to push through, because it was like, I was supported by a lot of people, so for me it was like, because things don't always go right, so yeah. But it was phenomenally organized. The angels are, oh my gosh, got hugs, because I was in tears, amazing.
How many times did you cry? What's your...
In this one, regularly. Poor people are coming past and not stopping. They're like, oh, you're right. I'm like, nothing a finish line won't solve. So, but it was awesome. It was really, really
good. Have you done the arc before?
No. Second 100 miler, and the first one was pretty tough, but this pipped it by a long
way. That's an impressive buckle to celebrate.
I know. Yeah. Stoked. Yeah, thank you.
I had a very dark, I nearly stopped at Zeno, very nearly stopped at Zeno.
And what made you carry on?
My wife was crewing for me, and she had one of my boys there, and I couldn't.
He wouldn't let you.
Well, no, he wouldn't.
You wouldn't let.
I couldn't,
you wouldn't let him
I couldn't
see
do it in front of him. Yeah. No, that was the truth of it.
I love how you're just carrying the little vomit thing,
right?
Just
I'm
as
the
a
vomit lady.
It's a sort of like. I just walk around with this all the time, just in case.
I had watched it like on people vomiting. I was like, shit, this is that. And like, I was shocked how much I had eaten. You're not recording.
Well, I can do. If you want, it's a nice story. I want to hear about people.
You want to hear
about people. Yeah, no, this is exactly what I want to hear about.
It just comes on more. And I was like, fuck, how much have I had? Anything. All came out and I felt amazing.
That's a puking rally.
It was great puking. It's amazing how good you feel after puking, though.
Yeah. And then you just carry on eating
after. But
then
gradually, I just felt like I'm just getting quite weak.
When did you start being sick?
Just after Hale.
Okay.
And then after that, I just felt nauseous. I couldn't really have anything. I think I just had one gel and one cup of Coke from the Archangels.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Angel.
You can keep stuff down now.
I know. I'm going to hide this. I think I'm going to be okay. I'm going to take it to your car, though, because I feel like she's got a new car and I'm going with her. So she doesn't want this.
You're just a bit nervous
and that's
now.
That's the only reason why I'm keeping
this. Just the safety blanket.
Russell.
Well done, Russell.
Holy shit.
Well done. Do you want to take it?
You're our final 100 finisher.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone else is... quit, been timed out. Have you done it before?
I DNF 2 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well done, Russ, mate.
Thank you.
What kept you going this time?
Dogged determination.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's come through and get you your medal.
Oh, you're sweet. So
tiny. Well done, mate.
Well done, thank you. You've deserved it, right?
Oh, I've earned it, haven't I?
Seat, yeah,
I
think so.
8 minutes to spare.
Thank God.
Did you know you were going to do it?
No.
At what stage did you think you were?
I panicked all the way from the cut-off, before the cut-off at, not Portree, Hale.
Okay.
No, you've done one, but not the other side.
The torch is coming!
No, the bells are really hard.
You've made us really work for you. Rob,
what stage did you know you were going to get it done?
About 2 yards ago.
You were cutting it pretty fine.
Yeah, what's the time?
Yeah, you've got like five minutes to spare. That's the last thing you want these guys to see is you coming 6 minutes later.
Oh, well done. Man.
That's awesome work.
Well done, so you. Good. Well done.
You know you have a time credit,
I
so
do,
you're
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
well
time
done.
Good, yeah.
So grateful for you for doing that.
Oh, no, don't be silly. That's
it makes an absolute... Oh,
that's what anyone
it just
would
means
do,
the world
it?
To us. Well, I don't know that it is.
Hope he's all right.
Amazing. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nicely done, man.
How long were you stopped for? You were helping out with the medical.
Oh, about an hour and a half, I think. So we had a walking back about 4 miles. So,
so you've got bonus miles as well.
We got a few extra. Well, bonus miles is my navigation. Then took the poor chap in a loop. So, I do.
Does Jane charge extra for bonus miles?
I'm not sure.
We do, but not this year because you have to another runner.
That's
good. Let you off.
Yeah, 54. That's got to be some kind of credit.
Absolutely.
Okay. Even closer to the 100. Have you done the 50 before?
No, first time.
Is it your first 50?
Furthest I've ever run. So.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That's a real achievement.
It's a bit of a
made top. Even more special by helping out.
Oh, yeah. It was lush, yeah. That's awesome. What a lovely event.
So you said to me anyone would do it, but actually, you know, no, not there's a lot. Yeah,
and this sport as well. Do you think in other sports and stuff, people just step over and
yeah,
carry on?
Yeah, there is a wee bit of that. I think in trail running, there's a real camaraderie.
Yeah,
and the poor chap was, yeah, he wasn't in a good way, but hopefully he's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
You
thank
inside.
You.
Come on. Thanks.
These trails are rugged and exposed. What separates this race from the others is that it takes place in the depths of winter, with short days and long nights. January normally sees this southwesterly crop of England being lashed relentlessly by wind and rain. Bold is the person who chooses this as their first 50 or 100 miler. Brave and numerous too are those who fail in their first or second attempt, and yet come back again and again until they finally get it done. Tight cutoffs at intermediate aid stations mean that the race has some of the lowest finisher rates of any major ultramarathon. Some 362 people started the 100-mile race. The weather gods were kind this year. Gloriously sunny weather held until a brief wave of drizzle swept over the final hours of the race late on Saturday night, all leading to a comparatively high 60% finisher rate in the 100-mile race. 217 finishers crossed the line. Russell King was the final 100-mile finisher, out-enduring everyone else in a shade over 35 hours and 20 minutes, nearly 40 minutes ahead of the midnight cutoff. No nail-biting cutoff drama this year, but countless others missed tight cutoff times further down the race. Meanwhile, 291 runners started the 50-miler, with 222 reaching the finish. The very last person over the line was Roy Linden, runner 689, who finished with less than 3 minutes to the official midnight cutoff. But Roy had spent over 90 minutes helping an injured runner hobble miles back to an aid station. His time credit would see him jump 65 places up the finisher table. Stopping to help an injured fellow competitor and still just making the official cutoff time in the longest run you've ever done. When all's said and done, isn't that the ultimate victory of the race?